Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak with Eugene Williams?
Speaking.
Mr. Williams, my name is Ernie from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area today, and we would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Now, for quality purpose, this comment might be monitored and recorded just to make sure that, you know, that you're not driving and you're in a place where you can talk safely.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, in which state do you currently live?
Say it again.
In which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. Now, my first question is, do you live in the city of Camden or outside
yes.
the city of Camden?
Camden.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to confirm, is your zip code 08105?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, for a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, a member of a teacher's union, or a teacher association?
No.
No. Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
46.
46. Thank you so much. Now, which one of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Say that again, please.
Yes. Just keep in mind that I'm just reading verbatim. Which of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Man. Thank you. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Just for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
Afro American.
I'm sorry?
Afro American.
Thank you. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
What is the what?
What is the last grade that you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Thank you so much. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger? For who
none.
You appear? Okay.
None.
Okay.
None.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay? First one is going to be State Assemblyman Bill Spearman. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one will be former Mayor Frank Moran. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
On.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. State Assemblyman Bill Moen. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Say that again, please.
Yes. State Assemblyman Bill Moen. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know. Can't
okay,
say that.
No problem. And what about Mayor Vic Carson?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Teachers Union?
Teachers Union?
Yes. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the next one will be Governor Phil Murphy.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the next one, State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And the last one will be Camden School Superintendent Katrina McCombs.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one.
Don't know much about.
Okay. The first one is private and parochial schools in Camden. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one would be Renaissance schools in Camden.
Say that again?
Renaissance schools in Camden.
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. And public charter schools in Camden?
Very well.
Okay. Will that be very favorable or somewhat
favorable? Very well.
And the last one will be traditional public schools in Camden.
Exceptional.
Okay. So will that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go back here. Unfavorable. Okay, thank you. Now, and what are the reasons for you or very favorable opinion of public charter schools in Camden? I will have to type this in. In your opinion?
Just the school. Just the school itself.
Just the school. Okay. Itself.
Mandatory.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about that, please?
No.
Okay, so just the school itself about what, the education, the super
education.
Okay. The treatment that the kids have in school.
No.
What else can we put in there?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. Thank you so much. Now, just to go, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, will you say that public charter school or Renaissance schools are not different from all traditional public school, not too different from traditional public school?
Not too different.
Not too different. Okay. Now, will you say that public education in Camden is heading the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
It is.
Would that be right or wrong?
Right.
Right. Thank you. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? You don't think it's not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Very important.
Very. Thank you. Do you think that local public schools in Camden need to change? Not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Somewhat light.
Some? Okay. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden?
Yes.
Do you oppose or in favor?
Yes.
Yes, but do you oppose or in favor?
Favor.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strong.
Thank you. We're almost finished with the survey. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public
charter schools.
Right,
I got to go.
Yeah, we're almost finished. We're at 90%. I'll really appreciate it if we finish.
I have to go right now.
You don't have like 2 minutes? We're almost finished.
I have to go right now.
Can I just read you the last part of the survey so we can finish it?
I got to go right now. Bye.